Hello, I'm Richard Rogers, and this is the Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. Today, we are preparing for the new year. We are preparing for all the good that the new year offers us. So, as we move into this time, as we prepare for the new year, I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to relax, and I want you to feel the presence of God that is within you and all around you. So, here we go. So, take a deep breath. And I want you to feel the presence and the glory of God. I want you to feel all that God is. And that as we prepare for this new year, as we prepare for all the blessings that will come to us in this new year, we begin by letting go. Letting go of our stories, letting go of our drama, letting go of our disappointments, letting go of our anger and our upset and our unforgiveness. That the way that we make room for more God, for more good, is to let go of what has been. That each and every one of us is here to be divinely blessed by God, to be blessed in greater and greater ways. So today, we open the space by letting go. So when you think back on the last year, what are the things that you need to let go of? What were the experiences, the dramas, the disappointments, the frustrations, the upsets that you would need to let go of? The stories, the drama that you would need to let go of. So today we let go. We let go of all that has been. We let go of everything. Who do you need to forgive? Who are the people out of your past, out of the last year, but even for as far back as you can remember, who are the people that you need to forgive? And what do you need to forgive them for? And if a name pops into consciousness, I want you to forgive. And even if you think, well, I forgave them years ago. Today, I want you to release. I want you to let them go. I want you to forgive everyone for everything. Forgive. And what are the situations that you need to forgive? What were all the situations that you've been in through the course of your life that you're still holding on to? The drama, the upset, even the situations that might have been good, and that situation was so good that you keep holding on to it and comparing every other experience to. I want you to even let go of that. I want you to let go of the good for the great. I want you to let go of what has been so that you can be fully blessed today. Today, what if you let go of everything? What if you let go of every situation? What if you let go of the way that you see yourself? What if you let go of who you have been and really open the space for a brand new experience of life to be more blessed than you ever had before? And what do you need to forgive yourself for? What were the situations and the conditions in your life that you need to forgive yourself for? Let's do that now. Let's forgive yourself for everything. I forgive. I forgive myself. For every mistake, for everything that I've ever done, where I missed the mark, where I acted in a way that was less than the highest and the best. I forgive. I forgive myself completely. I forgive myself for every little thing and every big thing. I forgive. I forgive others. I forgive every situation. I forgive myself. I let go of the good, the bad, the ugly. I let go of it all. Every drama, every story, every situation, I let it go. I enter this new year with an open mind and heart, ready to receive in a brand new way. I'm willing to trust life, to trust God, to trust the moment. And I am open and receptive. My mind, my heart, my soul is wide open that I'm going to live a life where I am profoundly blessed. And so today we open the door to that next level of life, to be more blessed than you ever have before. I am wildly blessed. I am divinely blessed. I am godly blessed. I am blessed in more ways than I can even understand. I am blessed. That every time we let go, we open our hands, our hearts, our souls to be more fully blessed. Today, let go. And prepare for the new year. Let go. That you may receive all that God is. Let go. And allow this year to be your best year ever. God's got you. God is the most important thing happening in your life today. And your job is to receive all that God is. Let it in. Set the highest expectation for the new year. That you're going to be blessed and healed, that love is going to flow into your life, that abundance is going to fill your life over and over again, that the overflowing goodness of God has room in every area of your life for a more significant blessing than you've ever known before. Take another deep breath. Prepare your soul to receive. Prepare your soul to be divinely blessed. That I believe in God. I believe that God is the one presence and one power at work in my life. And I believe that with God all things are possible. And I believe that as I turn my life over to God, as I turn my life over to God's care and direction, as I turn my life over to God's wisdom and guidance, that every level of my life gets better. And that I'm willing to be changed to depth. I'm not going to live this year like I've lived every other year. I'm going to be changed. That I hold nothing back from God, but invite God to change me at depth. I am willing to be flexible, teachable, and I am willing to live life from the highest point of view. So today I receive over and over and over again. I will receive all that God is. I will receive because God is within me and all around me. And it's the Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. It's God's good pleasure to pour blessing after blessing after blessing into my life. So I practice right here, practicing gratitude. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all the good, for all the blessings, for all the moments. For every situation. Thank you, God. In the silence, I prepare my soul to receive. In the silence, I give thanks for all that God is. In the silence, I am wildly blessed. I dedicate this new year to all that God is, and that all that I'm being called to be. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. God bless you, friend. Have a wonderful new year. Know that it's my joy to support you in living your greatest spiritual life and receiving all the good that God is. Have a great new year.